This isn't the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 5. And this is letter number 1317. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, Chof Ches Kislev, the 28th day of Kislev, in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius, Rav Agon, Rav Chosid, Bareinu Rav Ephraim, Eliezer, Sheikh Yaakoyin. He was an older rabbi who lived in Philadelphia, named Rabbi Yolis. And he used to come to the Rebbe's Fabringen. He was very close with the Rebbe, and was a scholar, and the Rebbe honored him a lot also. So, Shalom Ubracha. So here the Rebbe is thanking him for his letter dated the 21st day of Kislev. And the Rebbe says, I was very happy from the fact that you told me that you started learning Chassidus, Divrei Elokim Chayim, in the Siddur. And the Rebbe blesses him that there should be, Yirotze, there should be with success, also in time. Not sure what that means, also in time. Also in time, maybe success in time means that you spend a little time and you are able to accomplish a lot. You know, sometimes you have to spend a lot of time to accomplish, sometimes you spend a little bit of time, but you accomplish a lot. I'm not sure if that was the Rebbe referring to. But the Rebbe says we have to learn from the lights of Hanukkah, in where you have several levels. You can do the mitzvah on the simple level, just light one. And then there is to do it in a better way, and even in a better way. It's called Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin. So the Rebbe says, possibly we can say there's three categories that we have in the performance of the mitzvah is similar to actually the way the miracle of Hanukkah took place, because according to the view of some achronim, some of the commentaries from the rabbis of the later ones, they say that you would be allowed to, even if they didn't have the pure oil that they found, they would still be permitted to light the menorah with the oil that was not pure, because this would be a communal sacrifice, a communal betzibur, tumahutcha betzibur. The rule is, if most of the community is impure, then we don't look at the impurity. You can still bring the sacrifices, because if all the people were impure, and if there was the oil, so then they could use it. And he broke this down in a discussion that was just printed, the Rebbe says, from the rabbi of Ostrovatze in his book that it was printed now. So they could have lit the menorah, and yet there was a miracle, which they found a jug of oil. So, and within the miracle itself, there became another ness, which is Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, perfect and the best of the best, that it only had for one day and they used it for 8 days. And now we go like the most perfect way. So there's three levels in the miracles, and that's why there's three levels in performing the mitzvah. But we do it by the best way, because all these miracles took place. So the Rebbe says, I look forward to hearing the good news about your good activities as far as kosher education for the children, which education is really idea of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is also the words chinuch, means education. And when we talk about kosher chinuch, that is the one jug which was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It means that it was kosher. It was a good. That's the sign. So, Rebbe thanks him also in a note over here at the bottom, in a PS. And he thanks him for writing down your memories from those clear days, from what he remembers from his fathers who passed on. Rebbe says, when I was at the Tzion, at the Ohel, the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe with all the titles, on the past Wednesday, I mentioned you for all that you need, and I am letting you know this, because I'm leaning on what sages say. If you give somebody a gift, you have to tell him. So don't just give him, but tell him that you gave him the gift. So I'm telling you that I prayed for you at the... Oh, the Rebbe says, it seems to me that I told you when, at the time that you told me that the Rambam says, as far as when you see the face of a tzaddik, so the Rebbe says that I saw it some in some sefer. The Rebbe told him at the time that it saw it somewhere. And now I said, Rebbe says I found it in the sefer of a Yosef Avram to Harav Lifshitz in Munkach, Tovritz Adichal of Simukot Lamadalet. And he brings down over there that similar to this has been discussed in Divrei Torah Chelekal of Eish Chav Zayin to the Munkach Rebbe. And the Rebbe adds also a his words, a copy of the words that he spoke on the fifth day of Hanukkah to the students. And the Rebbe says that you say, the fact that you remember that they would take the Shamas after the Bracha from his grandson. So the Rebbe says it needs to look into in the Shulchan Aruch to see how that works.